Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
Barb Fricke, the Director of Marketing at Felician Village, back with us today. Hello, Barb.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, today we're going to talk about signs that you can look for to help determine if your loved one might benefit from assisted living. And there really are a bunch of signs, so let's just kind of jump right into this.
Okay, that sounds good. So you're right. There's actually 10 signs that I want to talk about. So we'll talk about 5 this week and 5 next week.
Okay.
But before we start discussing the actual specific signs, I do want to point out that just because someone has one or even several of these signs doesn't necessarily mean the person needs assisted living. Some changes in our abilities occur just because of age, and it really depends on the impact of the change on the person's life. So if health or safety are affected, you might want to seriously consider assisted living because that could be a benefit. And certainly if someone has one of these signs, it would at least be a clue that, hey, we might be going down that path. So the first sign I want to talk about is decreased attention to personal care. So you might see things like unbrushed hair, dirty clothes, wearing the same clothes, body odor, and that might be because they're unable to wash their clothes. Where's the laundry facilities in the house? Or for personal cares, maybe they feel unsafe to take a shower or bath. It's important to look into what is causing those types of things. Sign number 2, less care in housekeeping and yard work. Maybe they have little interest in keeping a clean house or doing yard work or gardening. Maybe they're physically unable to do it. And again, you have to look at your loved one. Was having a spotless house important to them in the past and suddenly something is changing? Or was that not a big issue to them, but it's progressively getting worse? Another sign, number 3, would be lack of concern about what used to be important. So for things they valued and enjoyed doing in the past, such as hobbies, grandchildren, going to church activities, being involved in clubs, if they're no longer doing that, again, why is that? Is it because maybe keeping the house up is just too much? They don't have any other time? They're too tired? So it's important, again, to find out the reason why.
Wow.
Reduced mobility is sign number 4. Are they not moving around the house? Are they always in one chair? Sleeping on the chair or the couch because it's too difficult to go to the bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to change the sheets on the bed? It's another clue. Do they furniture walk? So they go from one piece of furniture to the other. And sometimes it's because, yeah, they don't want to go out either because walking is too difficult or painful. Now, is the house too large? Is it just getting to be, again, too much for them to manage? And then the last sign I'd like to talk about today is falling. Does your loved one have a history of falls? Are they hiding bruises or making excuses for bruising or for the bruises? So in assisted living, it's easy to do some type of therapy because therapy is right there, or at least at Felician Village it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that can help build up strength. So if you think you or a loved one might benefit from assisted living, call Lisa Voda, our Director of Assisted Living at Felician Village, or go to our Felician Village website at FeliciaNVillage.org. We have lots of information available for you, and you can even take a virtual tour.
Well, Barb, thanks for those helpful hints. That's only 5. Next week, let's do 5 more, and we'll discuss those, and we'll see if the loved one may be beneficial to check into assisted living. So thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.